各位弟兄姐妹，我们在座的长子传道，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, ministers, peace to you all.
我们跟大家谈过教会的重要性跟它的意义跟名称。
We've talked about the importance of the church and the meaning of the name.
那我们也谈过真教会应该有的条件。
We've also covered the criteria that are required for the true church.
那以及真教会的特色。
And then the unique characteristics of the church as well.
那我们今天晚上来谈真教会的权柄。
And so tonight we're going to cover the authority of the church.
我们来看马太福音二十八章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音的二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
二十八章十八节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
二十八章十八节。
Chapter 28, verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。当主耶稣从死复活，向门徒显现。
And so after Jesus Christ had resurrected from the dead, and he has now appeared before the disciples.
然后主耶稣他也差遣门徒出去传福音。
And he also is sending out the disciples to go and preach the gospel.
这边也提到说你们要往普天下去。
And here he tells them to go into all the nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
And to make disciples of all the nations.
在马可福音十六章里面有讲。
In Mark chapter 16, it records.
说你们要往普天下去传福音。
That you must go into all the world and preach the gospel.
使万民做我的门徒。
And so that I will have disciples of all nations.
那我们出去传福音是带着权柄的。
So when we go out to preach the gospel, we carry authority with us.
因为天上地下所有的权柄都赐给主。
Because all authority on heaven and earth has been given to our Lord.
因为主耶稣已经得到荣耀。
Because Jesus Christ has already been glorified.
就像约翰福音里面说，人子得荣耀的时候到。
And just as in the book of John, it says that the Son of Man has been glorified.
那主耶稣升天之后。
And so after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven.
在五旬节圣灵就降下。
Then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
那主耶稣在升天之前。
And so before Jesus ascended into heaven.
在路加福音二十四章有讲。
In Luke chapter 24, it records.
说你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
That you should wait in Jerusalem.
等候什么？
What are they waiting for?
就是祈求上头来的能力。
To wait for the power that comes from above.
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to Luke.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
二十四章，我们看四十七节。
We read verse 47.
说人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的灵降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。所以这个权柄就是从上头来的能力。
And so this power is the power that comes from on high.
借着圣灵的能力来建立教会。
And so through the power of the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
也借着圣灵的能力来传扬福音。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel.
能医病赶鬼来传赦罪的道理。
And to heal the sick and to preach the gospel.
所以悔改信耶稣。
And so to repent and to believe in Christ.
那赦罪的权柄就是从主来的。
And the authority to forgive sins comes from our Lord.
那今天我们真教会的权柄就是从主领受。
And so today the power of our church, authority of our church, comes from the Lord.
所以马太、马可、路加、约翰都有这样记载。
And so in each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it is recorded this way.
那连结到使徒行传第一章。
And then it's connected to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
主耶稣吩咐门徒不要离开耶路撒冷。
That Jesus Christ told the disciples not to leave from Jerusalem.
要在耶路撒冷等候。
to wait in Jerusalem,
而且要祈求圣灵,
and to pray for the Holy Spirit,
就是应许的圣灵。
This is the promised Holy Spirit.
所以到了使徒行传第一章第八节,
and so when we come to Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
啊, 他说, 说圣灵降在你们身上,
he says when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你们就要得着能力,
you shall receive power,
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚, 直到地极。
And in Judea, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
哦，来为主做见证。
That there we will be witnesses for him.
那所以我们今天主的门徒，啊，就是借着教会，那差遣，能够去传福音。
And so today, as disciples of Christ, we have been sent by the church to preach his gospel.
哦，所以我们教会的圣工人员，包括长职传道。
And so the holy workers of the church, including the ministers.
哦，有时候我们信徒在祷告中，主耶稣也把这个权柄给我们。
And sometimes, as members, when we are praying, God also gives us this authority.
哦，让我们祷告的时候，魔鬼就赶出去。
That when we pray, Satan will be cast out.
哎，祷告的时候，病得到医治。
When we pray, then illnesses will be healed.
那这个权柄是主耶稣给我们的。
And this power was given to us through Jesus Christ.
我们来看马太福音第十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼。并医治各样病症、哦、主耶稣给、这个十二个使徒能够有权柄。
And so Jesus Christ gave the 12 disciples this power.
那之后也差遣七十个门徒。
And at a later time, he also sent out 70 apostles.
我们看路加福音第十章。
We look at Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个，在他前面，往自己所要的各城、各地方去。哦，那这边是主耶稣差遣七十个门徒。
And so here, the Lord appoints 70 others.
啊，这个当中也是给他们权柄。
And in this process, also gave them power.
我们看十七节。
We read verse 17.
那七十个人就欢欢喜喜回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。耶稣对他们说，
18.
我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇跟蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能够害你们。然而不要因为鬼唬了你们就欢喜，要因为你们的名字记在天上欢喜。那这边就是讲权柄。
So here it is talking about authority and power.
教会的权柄是主耶稣给的。
The authority of the church is given by the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣给传道工人，给长职圣职人员。
And he has given it to the pastors and the ministers and the elders.
也给我们信主的人。
And he has given it to those of us who believe in him.
有医病赶鬼的权柄。
That we have the power to heal the sick.
但是我们有这个权柄不是夸口。
But this power is not for us to boast of.
我们要归荣耀给神。
We must give the glory to God.
那也不要因为鬼被赶出去你就欢喜。
And we should not rejoice because the demons listen to us and are cast out by us.
更重要的是说你的名字记录在天上。
More importantly is that your name is remembered in heaven.
那为什么教会有这个权柄？
So why is it that the church has this authority?
因为是主的应许。
Because it is the promise of God.
我们有特别强调教会的建立是圣灵的能力。
And we especially say that the establishment of the church is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那教会的建立也是照圣经神的应许。
And it is also according to the promise of God in the Bible.
那主耶稣应许我们什么？
And so what has he promised us?
我们看约翰福音十四章。
We look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章的十二节。
Chapter 14 verse 12.
十四章十二节。
Chapter 14 verse 12.
我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。这边讲到主耶稣特别应许我们。
And so here it says that Jesus specifically promises us
他所做的事
that whatever he does,
信他的人也要做
that those who believe in him will also do,
而且要做比这更大的事
and they will do even greater works.
主耶稣传福音在加利利
Jesus preached in Galilee.
他医病赶鬼行神迹
And he healed the sick, cast out demons, and performed miracles.
那在福音书里面
And so this is recorded in the Gospels.
有具体的记录
And there are these records.
时间地点发生的过程
And it records when, where, and what happened.
有35件
There are 35 records.
那五饼二鱼是四个福音都有记载
And the miracle with the five bread and two fish, it was recorded in all four gospels.
但是主耶稣行神迹不是只有30多件
But the miracles which Jesus performed, there are not only 30 of them.
如果我们从约翰福音20章来看
If we start looking from John chapter...
20章
Some, John chapter 20.
约翰福音20章有写
In John chapter 20, it records,
耶稣另外行了许多神迹
It says that he performed many other signs,
而且是没有记在这个书上的
which are not written in this book.
看约翰福音20章
John chapter 20,
30节
verse 30.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹没有记在这书上另外，所以表示说，除了具体的记录35件之外，还有很多。
And then so this it says here that many other signs, which means that apart from these that are recorded in these gospels, there are many more.
有时候一句话就医治了很多病人。
And sometimes with one word, he can heal many sick.
所以主耶稣行很多神迹奇事啊。
And so Jesus Christ performed many miracles and signs.
约翰福音最后两节啊。
And the last verses of the book of John.
他说主耶稣所做的事情如果要写世界也容不下。
And he said that if he were to write down the things which Jesus did, he could not, the world could not contain it.
因为主耶稣留下很多教训跟很多宝贵的这个行踪。
And because Jesus Christ left many important teachings and things that he did.
但是为什么主耶稣来到世上行很多神迹奇事
So why is it that Jesus came to this world to perform so many miracles?
我们如果从福音书看就知道
If we look from the perspective of the Gospels
就是要见证他就是那位要来的弥赛亚
We see that it is to prove that he is the promised Messiah
那约翰福音也特别记载
And in John it specifically records
说施洗约翰一件神迹也没有行过
That John the Baptist never performed any miracles.
但是他没有行神迹。
But even though he did not perform any miracles.
但是他讲的话你要信。
But what he said we must believe.
所以信的人很多。
And so there were many people who believed.
那这个告诉我们。
And so this tells us.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
That Jesus Christ was the Messiah.
那施洗约翰是基督的先锋。
And then John the Baptist was to pave the way.
所以约翰对人家讲。
And so what John said to the people,
说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He said that he must increase and I must decrease.
所以耶稣的工作跟施洗约翰的工作是不一样。
And so the jobs of Jesus versus the job of John the Baptist are different.
所以我们要明白。
And so we must understand.
今天在教会也是一样。
That today in the church it is the same way.
每个人恩赐不一样。
That everybody has different gifts.
有的人有行神迹、医病赶鬼的恩赐。
Some people have the gift to perform miracles and signs and wonders.
那有些人他没有行神迹。
And some people they will not perform these miracles.
但是他说的话讲的道。
But what what they preach.
他是根据圣经的。
That they preach according to
what is written in the Bible. 他为主耶稣做见证。
That they witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个你也要信啊。
This you must also believe.
因为他说的话讲的道
Because the word and the teachings he gives
是靠圣灵说话
He is speaking through the Holy Spirit
这也是权柄啊
And this is also power
保罗说我今天不是用智慧委婉的言语
And so Paul also writes that he was not using his own wisdom
他很有学问
He is a very learned person
他是加玛列的门下
He was a disciple of Gamaliel
可是他没有说我说的话讲的道用智慧委婉的言语
But he did not say that I am using all of my knowledge and wisdom to speak these words to you.
他有口才
He was an eloquent man.
他也很聪明
He was very intelligent.
也很会演讲
And he's very good at giving speeches.
你看这个保罗的演讲
You look at the speeches of Paul.
本来大家吵吵闹闹
When everybody is quarreling.
他一做一演讲大家就安静了
And then he speaks and everybody quiets down.
因为他会讲话
Because he knows how to speak.
但是他没有用这样夸口。
But he did not use this and boast about it.
所以哥林多前书说，我没有用智慧委婉的言语。
And so in 1 Corinthians, he says that he does not use these very intelligent words to speak to them.
圣灵跟神大能的名证。
But he uses the Holy Spirit and the power of God's name.
所以这个讲道也是要奉主耶稣的名。
And so when we speak a sermon, we must also say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们回到真教会的权柄。
And then, so we return back to the power of the true church.
主耶稣说，信我的人也要做。
And so Jesus said that those who believe in me will also do these
things. 而且要做比这更大的事。
And they will do even greater things.
所以我们要有信心。
So we must have faith.
要凭着主耶稣的应许。
That by the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ,
往普天之下去传福音。
That we go out into the world to preach.
就像马可福音16章20节。
And just as it said in Mark chapter 16 verse 20.
说主耶稣差遣门徒出去。
That Jesus sent out his disciples.
是到处宣传福音。
To go out and to preach to all nations.
而且主和他们同工。
And God will work with them.
这个同工就是给他权柄。
And so to work with them is to give them the authority.
而且用神迹奇事证实所传的道。
And to use signs and miracles to prove that
which they preach.
In the Old Testament times.
神差遣摩西。
And God sent Moses.
说你去见法老王。
He told him to go and talk to Pharaoh.
然后把我的百姓带离开埃及。
And to lead my people out of Egypt.
但是摩西一再推辞啊。
But Moses kept refusing.
说我是什么人。
He said, what am I?
我到法老面前。
Can I go before Pharaoh?
我要对他讲。
And I need to say this.
是谁差我来。
Who am I going to say sent me?
那我要说什么话。
And then what will I say?
这个摩西推辞啊。
And Moses kept rejecting.
他里面有讲几句话。
But he said some things.
他说我是什么人？
He said, what kind
是谁差我来？
Who sent me?
那我要讲什么话？
What am I going to say?
神给他证据啊。
And so God gave him proof.
你把手中的杖丢在地上。
He said, cast this rod in your hand onto the ground.
手中的杖就变成蛇啊。
Then this rod immediately became a serpent.
然后再抓住他的尾巴就变成神的杖。
And then once he grabbed this rod, then it became the rod again.
摩西手中的杖。
And this was the rod in Moses' hand.
如果神不用,
if God did not do this,
他只是一根木头了,
if he did not will it, then it was just a stick of wood.
但今天神要用,
but today God wants to use it.
他的杖就是神的杖,
then this staff is the staff of God.
就是有神的权柄,
it has the power of God.
有神的能力,
it has the authority of God.
有能够彰显神的作为,
it is able to do and, the will of God.
那同样的道理,
And so, by the same way,
我们今天人算什么?
Today, what are we as man?
我们都是卑微的器皿。
We are all very humble vessels.
今天如果神不用,
if today God does not want to use us,
你今天大卫他很会甩鸡弦。
And then you look at David, he was very good at swinging his sling.
哦，只是小朋友少年人的玩具。
And this is just the toy of a youth.
可能他可以打天空的灰鸟。
And perhaps he can hit a bird in the air with it.
哦，可能可以玩一玩。
Perhaps he can play around with it.
但是当大卫他面对哥利亚的时候。
But when David was faced with Goliath.
今天他要靠神。
That day he needs to rely upon God.
不是靠他的技术啊。
He is not relying upon his own skill.
不是靠他手中的机弦。
He is not relying on his muscle memory.
今天扫罗要给他穿那个战甲。
And then that day that Saul wants to give him this armor to wear.
他说他穿不习惯。
He says he has not tested it.
因为别人的东西他不会用啊。
Because he does not know how to use other people's
things. 而且给他很大压力。
And it gives him great pressure.
但是他今天信靠神。
But today he believes in God.
虽然哥利亚在他面前。
And so even though Goliath stands before him.
哦，这个抵挡的势力在他面前。
And this oppressive force is before him.
但是他有能力。
But he has the power.
哦，他有信心。
He has the faith.
那他信心从哪里来？
Where does his faith come from?
信靠万军的神。
That he believes in the Almighty God.
他说你们征战靠兵器。
And he says that you rely upon your weapons.
但是我征战是靠万军的神啊。
But I fight by the Almighty God.
所以他的这个能力从哪里来？
And so where did his power come from?
从神来的。
It comes from God.
所以如果神不用。
And so if God does not want to use us.
哦，只是一个少年人玩的东西而已。
If he did not want to use him, then his
sling
is just a toy. Perhaps he can hunt.
但是他却把哥利亚打死了。
But he was able to use it to kill Goliath.
那这个让以色列百姓能够 靠神得胜。
And so this allowed the Israelites to be victorious through God.
那我们回到摩西一样。
And so we go back to Moses.
摩西他见法老王。
Moses, when he went before Pharaoh,
在他面前行了十件神迹。
And before him, he performed 10 miracles.
就是要让外邦人能够信服神。
Which is to allow the Gentiles to
believe in this God. 他虽然抵挡这个百姓离开埃及。
And so even though he blocked the way for the Israelites to leave Egypt.
但是神要让法老能够信服。
But God wanted to allow Pharaoh to recognize.
从信服神到顺从。
And to recognize God and to submit to God.
他就让摩西带百姓离开。
And to finally let Moses take the people and go.
那这个神迹其实是彰显神的作为。
And so these signs and miracles are to be the work of God.
让人知道天地之间这一位神，他就是我们的主宰。
To let us know that this God of the heavens and earth, He is our leader and our God.
所以旧约有很多神迹奇事。
And so in the Old Testament times, there were a lot of miracles and signs.
这个是神的能力跟作为。
And this is the power and the ways of God.
那到了新约时代。
And when we come to the New Testament times,
主耶稣也行过很多神迹奇事。
Jesus Christ also performed many signs and miracles.
那这些神迹奇事可以见证耶稣就是基督。
And so these signs and miracles can be the proof.
但是当主耶稣行神迹的时候
，that he was the Christ. And so, but when he performed these miracles,
圣经有记载
，that the Bible records,
主耶稣行头一件神迹
，that the first miracle which Jesus performed,
就是水变酒
，which was turning water into wine.
那上面就写了两句话
，and there it recorded two things.
彰显神迹的目的在哪里？
That what was the purpose in performing this miracle?
我们来看约翰福音第约翰福音第二章。
We look at John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
耶稣所行的头一件神迹是在加利利的迦拿行的，是显出他的荣耀，他的门徒就信他。这里有讲到彰显神迹的两个目的。
Here it talks about two purposes of this first
miracle. 第一个就是彰显神的荣耀。
The first is to manifest God's glory.
第二个就是坚固人的信心。
The second is to strengthen the faith of the people.
所以当你今天主跟你同工。
And so today, if the Lord is working with us,
不是你的荣耀
it is not our glory.
是神的荣耀。
It is God's glory.
是让教会高举主的名
，It is so that the church can raise up and exalt the name of God，
让神得荣耀
，so that God may be glorified。
所以是显出神的荣耀
，and so it is to manifest the glory of God。
我们初期的工人
，when our early workers in the church，
像巴拿巴
，Barnabas Chang，
也是行很多神迹奇事
，he also performed many signs and miracles。
但是可惜后来就是夺取神的荣耀
，but sadly at the end he tried to take the glory from God。
那就是认为。真耶稣教会是他创立的。
And he began to feel that the true Jesus Church was founded by him.
教会是神建立的。
The church is established by God.
不是人去建立的。
It was not established by man.
人算什么？
What is man?
就像哥林多前书第三章第六节所讲的。
Just as it records in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
今天保罗去栽种，亚波罗去浇灌。
And so today, Paul has planted and Apollos has watered.
是神让他生长啊。
But it is God who gives the increase.
所以你栽种浇灌算什么？
So what does it matter if you planted or you watered?
我们是跟神同工的。
Today we work with God.
那这个块田地是神的田地。
But this piece of land belongs to God.
这个房屋是神在建造。
This house, it belongs to God. He built it.
所以我们要知道。
And so we must know.
我们不能夸口。
That we cannot boast.
更不能夺取神的荣耀。
And even more so, we cannot take away from the glory of God.
所以有些人他神跟他同工，他就骄傲。
And so some people, when God works with them, they become proud.
这样反而会让主的名受亏损，他也会给魔鬼留地步。
And so this actually will take away from the glory of God, and this will also leave room for Satan to work.
所以神迹就是彰显神的荣耀跟坚固人的信心。
And so these signs and miracles are to manifest God's glory and to strengthen the faith of the members.
那我们看第九章。
We look at
第九章，约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
第九章有一节经文，第三节。
In John chapter 9 verse 3.
主耶稣让这个瞎眼的能够得看见。
So here Jesus is healing the sight of a blind man.
这边提到说是要在他身上显出神的作为。
He says that it is that the works of God may be revealed in him.
神迹也是彰显神的作为。
These miracles are to reveal the works of God.
让神得荣耀也彰显神的作为。
So to also glorify God and to reveal his work.
所以神迹就是证实所传的道。
And then so the miracles are to prove that what is preached.
表示说我们所传的是真的。
It is to say that what we preach is true.
有神的同在，有神的同工。
That we have the abundance of God and God was working with us.
那还有一件就是说你是奉差遣的。
And then one more thing is that we have been sent.
当保罗去传福音的时候。
When Paul went to go preach.
他特别提到。
He especially mentioned.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的十二节。
Chapter 12 verse 12.
十二章十二节。
Chapter 12 verse 12.
我在你们中间用百般忍耐，借着神迹奇事，能够显出使徒的凭据来，显出使徒的凭据。
And so it is here
十二章十二节。
And to show the signs of an apostle.
那显出使徒的凭据。
And so these were the signs of them being an apostle.
那今天的教会也是一样，显出神同工的凭据。
And so today in the church it is the same that he is giving us the evidence of him working with us.
是奉差遣的凭据。
And it is this the proof of being sent.
到了使徒行传。
When we get to the book of Acts,
也是有很多神迹奇事。
There are still many signs and miracles.
那其中有两个代表性的。
And among them, there are two of them that represent the others.
一个就是使徒行传第三章。
One is from Acts chapter 3.
就是彼得约翰。
Which is Peter and John.
在美门口行的神迹。
That's the miracle which they performed at the gate beautiful.
鞋子走路。
That the crippled man could walk.
那到了十四章。
And then when we come to Acts chapter 14,
就是保罗。
And this is Paul.
他们传福音到路斯德。
That they preached to
Lystra. 这个保罗跟保罗他跟巴拿巴到了路斯德。
And so Paul had come to Lystra with Barnabas.
然后也是让一个瘸子走路。
And they also allowed for a cripple to walk.
所以他们就说有神在我们当中。
And then so the people said the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men.
但是这两个神迹第三章十四章都有写。
But in these two miracles, in chapter 3 and chapter 14, it is written.
他们同样叫瘸子走路。
That they both caused a crippled man to walk.
是奉耶稣的名。
It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个权柄就是从主耶稣来的。
And so this power comes from God.
今天也是神托付给教会。
And today, God is also going through the church.
但是这两个神迹有特别的意义。
But these two miracles have a special meaning.
因为使徒行传。
Because in the book of Acts.
就是教会行传。
It is the Acts of the church.
使徒行传就是圣灵行传。
This the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
所以当教会靠着圣灵在工作的时候。
And so when the church is working through the Holy Spirit,
我们人彼得保罗就是与神同工。
That we as people, Peter and Paul, we are workers with God.
所以你是奉耶稣的名让他走的。
And so you do this, he let them walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那让这个人能够能够得到主的恩典。
So that this person can receive the grace of God.
那这两个使徒
And so these two,
他们所传福音所这个见证的事情
that the things which they preached and the things of which they witnessed,
就留在这个行传里面
it is recorded in these book, the book of Acts,
就是教会的工作
which is the acts of the church.
但是瘸子能够走路
but for a crippled man to be able to walk,
今天也是告诉我们
today it also tells us,
教会的建立
to tell us about the establishment of the church,
不能瘸腿啊
that we cannot be crippled,
今天你是 圣灵建立的教会。
Today we are a church that has been established by the Holy Spirit.
我们带领慕道朋友。
When we bring our truth-seeking friends.
或者信主的人。
Or others who believe in God.
我们的信仰要建立。
Then our faith.
信心要建立。
Our faith, it must be established.
我们跟神的关系要建立。
That our relationship with God must be established.
有些人信了耶稣。
Some people believe in Christ.
在灵性上还是瘸腿的。
But in spirit, they are still crippled.
比如说我们早期传福音到徽州。
For example, in the earlier times when we preached to Africa.
徽州的人很贫穷。
In Africa, they are very poor.
你很有爱心。
You have a lot of love.
你给他很多的帮助。
And you give them much help.
但是他不能够独立啊。
But they are still unable to be independent.
我们强调教会的权柄。
And we emphasize on the power of the church.
就是要让教会建立起来。
It's so that the church can be established.
不是只有医病赶鬼。
It is not just to cast out demons.
要让他在信仰上，在真道上能够扎稳根基。
It is to take root in the truth.
所以为什么使徒行传第三章说金银我都没有。
And so this is why it says in Acts chapter 3 that silver and gold I do not have.
你有金银的时候，他站不起来。
When you have gold and silver, they cannot stand.
因为他靠金银，他不靠耶稣。
Because they rely upon the gold and silver, they do not rely upon Jesus Christ.
他靠物质，不靠圣灵。
And they rely upon these possessions, they do not rely on the Holy Spirit.
他看你的爱心，他不靠祷告。
They look at your love, they do not rely upon prayer.
他不明白真理啊。
Because they do not understand the truth.
所以这个教会就会瘸腿了。
And so the church will become crippled.
你今天的教会瘸腿，你要发展圣工就很困难。
And so if the church is crippled and you want to spread the holy work, it is very difficult.
所以有些人说你们教会对慕道者要受洗审查很严。
And so some people say that the process by which you vet those who want to be baptized is very serious.
教会当然不是说要你可以不可以洗礼用审查
？And then,
我们是说审查。
And then, so we say that we try to make sure that they want to they know what they are believing in.
有些人说审查好严哦。
And some people say it is very serious.
这两个字也很严肃。
And perhaps using a term like they are being tested.
当然我们可以比较客气的说。
And then we can put it more politely.
我们教会这个洗礼是要慎重。
That we must be very serious in the baptism.
但是我们就是不讲审查，就是说我们要能够让你道理听明白，合不合适洗礼。
And so we may not say that we need to test your faith first, but we may say that we want to make sure that you understand the truth and that you really understand the truth and are willing to be baptized.
洗礼很快啊。
Baptism is actually very quick.
奉主耶稣的名洗礼下水，头向下就洗净你的罪就起来了嘛。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you, and you go underwater, and you come back up, and you're done.
但是道理不清楚啊。
But if you are not clear on the gospel,
就像我们有人说到徽州去，你为什么要洗礼
？And then just as sometimes when we go to Africa and we ask someone why they want to be baptized.
他说天气很热啊，泡泡水也蛮舒服的。
And they said it's very hot. Sometimes just going into the water feels great.
但是问题是每个人皮肤都黑黑的，水有洗了几次你都不知道。
But the problem is their skin is very dark and you can't tell if they've been baptized before already.
但是水洗礼你要登记啊。
But this baptism, you must record, take records.
你道理要明白啊。
You must understand.
他叫什么名字
？What is their name？
不然你看大家都差不多。
Otherwise, they may all look very similar.
反正都是皮肤黑黑的。
And they all look very dark.
都是弟兄姐妹。
And they're all brothers and sisters.
那有的人洗两次你也不知道。
And somebody, if they want to be baptized twice, you can't tell.
我们带领慕道者不能随便。
So when we bring truth seekers to our church, we cannot be so casual.Well, we cannot believe this blindly.
教会有权柄，要跟他讲清楚，说明白。
And the power has this authority to speak and to make sure they understand the truth.
有一次教会在看那个慕道者说，哎，你为什么要洗？你这一次为什么要受洗？
And then so one time a church was asking a truth seeker why did they want to be baptized?
有一个老姐妹跟传道说了。
And then there was this elderly sister who said to the minister,
我这一次要受洗，因为我想去安老院了。
And they said that I want to be baptized because I want to go to a nursing home.
因为我们信徒跟我讲说，你如果不是信徒 不能去我们教会的安老院。
Because one of the members told me that if I don't get baptized, I can't go to the church's nursing home.
你受洗为了去安老院，那你不去天国吗？
And then so you want to be baptized to go to the nursing home, you don't want to go to heaven?
安老院几年就过去了嘛。
This nursing home is only for a few years.
所以这个很可惜啦。
And so it's very sad.
也听起来也觉得说怎么道理都不明白。
And then you wonder why is it that they don't understand anything of the gospel?
因为年纪大。
And perhaps it is because they were elderly.
我们当然要体谅他。
And we must also be a little more understanding.
但是我们引导人要清楚。
But as we guide someone, we must be very clear.
要怎么引导他信主？
How to guide them to believe in Christ?
教会有权柄。
There is power in the church.
有些信徒就告诉他。
And so some members told them.
你来信耶稣。
You should come to believe in Christ.
你的病一定会好。
That your illnesses will be healed.
但是问题是，耶稣是主还是你是主？
But the problem is Christ the Lord or are you the Lord?
那你是耶稣的主。
If you are the Lord of Christ,
那你代替耶稣做主。
Then you should be the Lord if you are the Lord for Christ.
我们不能这样替耶稣开支票啊。
Then we cannot write a check for our Lord Jesus Christ.
你很有信心没有错。
You have a lot of faith that is not in debate.
祷告有功效。
Your prayer is effective.
主耶稣可以让他得平安。
Jesus can give them peace.
今天鬼也可以赶出去。
Today they can cast out demons.
病也可以得医治。
And illnesses can be healed.
但是问题是什么？
But what is the problem?
主权在神啊。
That the authority lies with God.
你要引导他的信心。
You must guide their faith.
来信靠神。
To rely upon God.
所以使徒行传有讲。
And so in the book of Acts it says.
说这个人能够起来走。
It says that this person to be able to get up and walk.
是凭着神的能力。
It is through the power of God.
跟我们的信心。
And through our faith.
好，我们传福音的人要有信心。
That those of us who preach we must have faith.
而且这个信耶稣的人也要有信心啊。
And those who are believing in him must also have faith.
所以你要坚固他的信心。
And so we must strengthen their faith.
好，所以信靠神。
And then so we must rely upon God.
那主耶稣要什么时候彰显他的作为？
And so when does God, when is Jesus going to
这个我们就交托给神嘛。
His power, and this is something we
hand
over to God. 那我们
传福音也没有压力。
And so when we preach, we do not have any pressure.
也没有重担。
We do not have any burdens.
那有些人替耶稣做主。
But some people want to be the Lord instead of Jesus Christ.
结果慕道者没有体验。
And then so when the truth seeker does not have any experience,
他就灰心了。
When they do not have this experience,
有的就离开了。
Then they are disheartened and they leave.
那这样信一半，可惜呀。
And then so if this way, then they only believe halfway, and it is very sad.
所以教会有医病赶鬼的能力。
And so the church has the power to heal the sick and cast out demons.
而且我们今天信耶稣哦。
And today when we believe in Christ.
哦，刚刚我们看路加福音第十章。
Earlier we looked at Luke chapter 10.
说可以胜过蛇跟蝎子跟一切仇敌的力量。
And that we have the ability to overcome the serpents and the scorpions.
那个民数记二十三章二十三节，这个很好记，比记电话号码还好记。
And so in Numbers chapter 23 verse 23, it's easier to remember than a phone number.
哦，二十三二十三，民数记。
Numbers 23:23.
说你没有占卜可以害以色列。
It says that there is no sorcery against Jacob.
哦。没有占卜可以害以色列。
There's no divination that can harm Israel.
啊，这个也是告诉我们神的选民呐。
Let's turn here, and this also tells us about God's chosen people.
有神的同在。
That we have the abundance of God.
那今天的教会也是一样。
And so today's church, it is the same way.
我们有这个能力。
That we have this power.
可以胜过法术跟占卜。
That we can overcome this sorcery and this divination.
而且可以把魔鬼践踏在脚下。
And then we can trample Satan under our feet.
啊，看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
十六章二十节。
Chapter 16 verse 20.
十六章二十节。
Chapter 16 verse 20.
二十节，是平安的神快将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。所以魔鬼可以践踏在脚下。
And so here it says that we can crush Satan under our feet.
但是我们奉主耶稣的名赶鬼。
But when we cast out Satan in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们是凭着信心，靠着神的能力。
And we do it by faith through the power of God.
啊，有一次在台湾的台南。
And one time in Tainan, Taiwan.
啊，有一个被魔鬼苦楚的人。
There was somebody who was being bothered by Satan.
啊，他那时候要受洗。
And during that time, they wanted to be baptized.
啊，他的父亲也来受洗。
And their father also was being baptized.
他的父亲是会占卜算命的。
And so this father knew how to
他有很多行邪术的书
to read poems and do sorcery.
就像圣经所讲的，全部都烧掉了。
And then so as the Bible says, then we burned everything.
他为了这个孩子
And so for this child,
他能够弃邪归正
and
弃假归真
he was able to to throw away the false and to come back to God.
把那些邪术的书都奉主耶稣的名都烧掉了。
And so everything was burned in the name of Jesus Christ.
那这个小女儿因为被魔鬼苦楚，没有平安。
And so this daughter, she was constantly being bothered by Satan, so she had no peace.
所以他也带她来信主。
And so he brought her to believe.
那洗礼的时候。
And so during the baptism.
这个爸爸是杨弟兄，这个杨弟兄受洗了。
And so after this brother Young, he was baptized.
那因为受洗，大家都有顺序的。
And so during baptism, everybody's going by order.
那弟兄姐妹在这个海边唱诗啊。
And so the brothers and sisters were singing hymns on the ocean side.
结果刹那间，这个小女孩自己游泳跑，游到外海了。
And then so suddenly this young sister just began to swim out to the sea.
传道洗礼的时候，那个要洗礼的哦。游到外海去了。
And then so the minister was getting ready to baptize her, and she just swam off.
你就是叫一个会游泳的青年弟兄哦，说去把她带回来。
And then so you tell the brother who knows how to swim to go catch her.
魔鬼的力量哦，你胜不过的。
And so Satan's power you cannot overcome.
一直游到外面呢。
And she just kept swimming and swimming further and further.
但是魔鬼不让她洗礼。
And so Satan did not want to let her be baptized.
那时候传道就宣布大家祷告。
And so at that time, the pastor said, "Ask for everybody to pray on the beach."
祷告一下子，传道就奉主耶稣的名叫你游回来。
And then the pastor said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come back."
那个很远的海边很远，声音有时候听不到。
And then so it was already very far, and you probably cannot hear very well.
传道就说奉主耶稣的名叫你游回来。
But the minister said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to swim back."
乖乖游回来。
And then so she very submissively just swam back.
奉主耶稣的名叫你跪下去。
And then in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down.
她就跪在洗礼的地方。
And then so she knelt where she was going to be baptized.
那传道就按手在她头上。
And then the pastor laid hands upon her.
奉主耶稣的名为你施洗。
And said, in the name of Jesus Christ,
baptize you. 洗净你的罪。
To wash away your sins.
就给她全身入水了。
And then immersed her fully in the water.
非常顺服。非常顺服。
And then she was very obedient.
洗完了就起来了。
And then once she was baptized, she came up.
感谢主，她全家都得平安。
And then her whole family received peace.
所以有些时候我们要靠神的这个权柄。
And so sometimes we really need to rely upon the authority of God.
所以这个医病赶鬼的能力不是我们人自己。
And so this power to heal the sick and to cast out demons, it is not our own.
是神的应许跟能力。
It is God's promise and power.
那另外，我们刚刚讲施洗的时候，
And then just now when we talked about baptism,
你奉主耶稣的名赦罪。
When we say in the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven.
是奉主耶稣的名。
It is in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣有说，
so,
我要把教会建立在这磐石上。
And so Jesus said that I will establish my church upon this rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
That the power of death cannot overcome.
所以你赦免谁的罪，谁的罪赦免。
And so, whosoever sins you forgive, are their sins are forgiven.
留下谁的罪，谁的罪留下。
And whose sins you keep, they are kept.
当主耶稣复活的时候。
And so, when Jesus Christ was resurrected,
向门徒显现。
And he appeared before the disciples.
就是应许门徒领受圣灵。
And he promised the disciples that they would receive the Holy Spirit.
来传悔改赦罪的道理。
And to preach about repentance and
remission of sins. 所以约翰福音二十章。
And so, in John chapter 20.
看约翰福音二十章。
In John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章
John chapter 20
二十章二十一节
Verse 21
耶稣对他们说愿你们平安父怎样差遣我我也照样差遣你们说了这话就向他们吹口气说你们受圣灵你们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免你们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下教会的权柄是奉主的差遣。
And so the authority of the church comes from being sent by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个权柄是圣灵的能力。
And so this power is the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣向他们吹一口气。
And so Jesus Christ blew upon them.
吹一口气不是他们呼吸困难了。
It is not because they were having trouble breathing.
是主耶稣应许。他们要受圣灵。
It is that Jesus is promising that they will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们在 耶路撒冷等候的时候
，and so when they were waiting for waiting in Jerusalem，
他们就领受圣灵
，then they received the Holy Spirit。
所以后来从120个人
，and then so starting with 120 people，
到3000个人受洗
，and to 3000 people being
baptized。那你就可以看到教会这个权柄
，you can see the power and authority of the church。
所以我们的教会洗礼有很奇妙的事情
，and then so in our church during baptism we see many miraculous things。
我们洗礼是赦罪，不是医病。
Our baptism is to forgive sins, not to heal the sick.
但是有的人受洗之后,
But there are those who, after receiving baptism,
他的病得到医治,
their illnesses are healed.
这是神给他的恩典,
This is a grace given to them by God.
洗礼是要赦罪, 不是医病,
Baptism is to wash away sins, not to heal illnesses.
但是有人受洗之后, 病得到医治,
But there are those who are healed after they receive baptism. So they have this experience.
哦, 有这样的见证。
There are testimonies of this.
那有的被魔鬼苦楚。
And then some are bothered by Satan.
他洗礼之后。
After baptism.
魔鬼离开了。
Then Satan departs.
他就清醒。
And then
就过正常的生活。
And then they are able to live a normal life.
哦，我昨天有见证那个石满金。
And so yesterday I
他本来是瘫痪躺的，就是躺在。
And then, so I testified about this person who was lying on a bed.
他不能起身啊,
they were unable to rise up.
那后来就是, 人家传福音给他。
And then so somebody preached to them.
所以我们原住民用竹子砍竹子做担架给他抬下水去洗礼。
And then so the aboriginal people, they took bamboo, they cut it down and made a raft for him so that they could carry him down.
洗礼之后他自己走上来。
But once they baptized him, he walked up himself.
因为魔鬼离开了。
Because Satan departed.
所以他就过正常的生活。
And so he was able to live a normal life.
哦，所以石满金，哦，钻石的石啦，哦，那个石满金。
And so,
哎，真的神给他的恩典啦。
And so this was a grace given to them.
那你今天洗礼就是有赦罪的权柄。
And then so today baptism has the authority to forgive sins.
哦，所以洗礼的时候。
And so during baptism,
你可以看到这个权柄。
You can see the power.
有神的同工。
That there is the abundance of God's.
还有祷告的时候。
And during prayer.
雅各书第五章说。
In James chapter 5 it says.
我们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
That we must confess our trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
义人的祷告大有功效。
That the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
祷告有功效。
And so this prayer it is effective.
有时候我们看到圣职人员帮助祷告。
Sometimes we see when holy workers are praying.
哎，结果一祷告，病得到医治。
That when they pray, then illnesses are healed.
哦，也有这样的见证啊。
There are testimonies of this.
啊，不久前
，Not long before，
有一个小朋友
，There was a child，
啊，出生的时候
，And when
就患了罕见疾病
，And that when they were born， then they caught pneumonia。
哦，他这个手脚哈，就是泡泡龙都粘在一起
，And they
叫泡泡龙呢，这个就是手脚哈，这个。有那个泡都全部连在一起。
And then so they had a lot of lesions on their body.
哦，这个圣灵月刊有见证。
This was recorded in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
结果他的父母，因为小朋友嘛，也跑了好多家医院。
And so their parents had brought them to many different hospitals.
结果还没有受洗啊。
But they hadn't been baptized yet.
啊，结果后来教会灵恩布道会。
And so the spiritual convocation rolled around.
那就。这个小孩子就抱去洗礼。
And then so they brought this child to be baptized.
那医生也说这个很难医治。
And so the doctors had said that this is very difficult to heal.
结果洗礼的时候。
And so during baptism.
这个泡泡龙还在。
And so these lesions on the body were still there.
但是回到教会。
But on the way back to church.
就洗脚礼。
And then during foot washing.
洗脚礼之后。
After foot washing,
这个泡泡龙就不见了。
Then everything disappeared.
他的父母在旁边看了。
And the
他的妈妈抱着他。
The mother was carrying this child.
他的爸爸在那边照相。
And the father was taking pictures.
传道在那边帮这个小朋友洗脚。
And this the minister was washing this child's feet.
他就亲眼看到这孩子泡泡龙，这个脚就恢复正常。
And then he watched as the child's foot went back to being a child's skin.
他感动到哭啊。
And started to shed tears.
因为他都很头痛，不知道怎么办。
Because the parents had gone through so many headaches trying to figure out what to do.
所以祷告，在祷告，甚至于我们洗礼，你会看到神的恩典。
And so in prayer and baptism, then we will see the grace of God.
另外，教会有一个权柄。
And the church also has another authority.
就是主耶稣告诉我们。
And it is one that Jesus told us.
当我们传福音给人的时候，
that when we preach to others,
你信的人就得救，
that those who believe will be saved,
不信的人就要被定罪，
that those who are not, who do not believe will be condemned,
神的震怒在他身上，
and that God's, wrath will be upon them.
那这个震怒是什么？
And so what is this righteous wrath?
震怒就是神的审判跟刑罚。
It is, God's judgment.
所以我们传福音有人拒绝了。
And so there are those who refuse baptism.
你不要难过。
Those who refuse us preaching to them.
将来他要面对神的审判。
And we should not feel bad, but they will meet with God's judgment.
我们就是把他交给神。
But we just hand them over to God.
还有今天在教会里面。
And then also today in the church.
教会是一个属灵的团体。
The church is a spiritual body.
今天我们的教会是神的教会。
Today our church is the church of God.
所以你看扫罗他抵挡神用脚踢刺。
And so you look at Paul, Saul, when he was persecuting the Christians and kicking against the goats.
那当主耶稣显召他的时候，
and so when Jesus called him,
这个扫罗说对主说主啊你是谁？
Then Paul said to Jesus, Who are you?
他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣啊。
He said, I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
所以圣经有讲说扫罗是用脚踢刺。
And then so in the Bible it records that he was kicking against the goats.
我们在教会里面。
So in the Bible, in the church today,
我们要以虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
We must come with a reverent heart to serve God.
但是我们顺服教会，顺服真理。
That we that we submit to the church and the truth.
我们是顺服神。
That we submit and are to God.
那我们今天在教会里面的生活。
And so today our life in this church.
我们不能够抵挡神，抵挡真理。
That we cannot oppose God and oppose the truth.
那有时候这个教会里面。
And sometimes in the church.
有一些纪律问题。
That we see some
就像哥林多前书所讲的。
We see some logistical problems.
我们来看哥林多前书第五章。哥林多前书的第五章。
We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中间都没有，因为有人收了他的祭母。这个是淫乱的事。
And so there were some sexual immorality issues in the Corinthian church.
那在第五章里面讲这些淫乱的事啊。
And then so in chapter 5, it covers these sexually immoral things.
第九节里面也有讲。
And in verse 9, it also says,
说这些人是要隔开的。
It tells us not to keep company with these people.
我们看十三节。
And we look at verse 13.
至于外邦人由神审判他们，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。这边有讲恶人要从中间赶出去。
And so in verse 13 it says, put away from yourselves the evil person.
那第六章也有讲到教会的争讼。
And then in chapter 6 it also talks about the
教会内的争讼。
And the
就是有这个纪律问题。
And these rules, the problem with the rules in the church.
那教会要有纪律的处理。
And so we need to have a way to deal with the order of the church.
那教会处理这些问题，有教会的规范。
And then so when the church is dealing with these problems, there is a method to follow.
那他的目的。
And so the purpose.
不是去伤害谁。
The purpose is not to go and harm others.
他的目的是要保守教会的圣洁。
The purpose is to preserve the holiness of the church.
跟顾全教会的大局。
And then to protect the majority of the church.
所以有时候我们要看这个个人的问题还是教会的问题。
And then so sometimes we have to look, is it a personal problem or a problem with the church?
所以有些时候我们要看这个问题是怎么去处理。
And then so we need to see how we can deal with these problems.
教会还是有这个权柄的。
The church still has this authority.
但是这个权柄的重点在哪里？
But where is the focus of this authority?
保罗说我这个权柄不是要败坏人。
And Paul says that this authority is not to harm others.
是要造就人。
It is to edify others.
所以我们要看这个造就性跟败坏。
And then so we need to see how edifying or how critical it is, and we need to take up the balance. Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.